Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico Studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. On Sunday, July 21st, President Biden first announced in a letter posted on social media that he would stand down from the race for president and focus his attention on the remaining 6 months of his term. 3 days later, Biden delivered an Oval Address about his decision to exit the race.
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. It's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
So how difficult of a decision was that for Biden to give up power? It's almost never done. But for Biden, the decision could be even more difficult if you know his background. Here is Biden now at a rally in North Carolina the day after that disappointing debate.
Folks, let me close with this. I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Tonight's Frontline documentary takes a look at Biden's decision by going into his background, telling his story, giving us so much context. Michael Kirk is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and he directed Biden's decision. And Michael, welcome back to The Source.
Thanks, David. Great to be here.
So you could hear, like, at that crowd, and this is the day after the debate, and people are saying, where was he? Where was that Joe? Why wasn't he at the debate? All the, you know, the feedback he's getting, he's loving the crowd. He seems like he's back. But then, you know, he's hearing from all sorts of people, leaders in politics telling him, Joe, it's time for you to step down. And he makes that decision, and it was really hard for him. So how did you go about in trying to explain how difficult it was, particularly for him?
He's had one of those roller coaster lives that's almost like a movie, a fictional movie, how many ups and downs one individual can have, most of them happening in public, the death of his first wife and his daughter in a tragic car accident where his two boys are hospitalized with broken pelvis and other things, concussions. It sort of starts there, and it's been one bump after another, three tries for the presidency, on and on and on. And when you know him as well as we've come to know him over all the years, and as we tell in the film tonight, It's just amazing how simple and plain his life was as a little kid, and how he's just he learned to fight and pull himself up and keep moving. And as he says, you get knocked down, you get back up. We hear the genesis of that in the film, where that comes from and how he's employed it all of his life, right to the very end of his presidency.
Our phone lines are open. You want to call in with a question, a comment about Biden's decision and his background. What do you make of this decision? The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. And let's go to Daniel. And Daniel, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thank you. Your guest uses the word amazing. And when I think of President Biden, I think of him amazing on so many levels. I just want to comment that he is going to go down as the greatest patriot of the 21st century. For all that he has gone through, he's gone through a lot of things that many people go through, but he still perseveres in giving to his country all his years of service. And now in this latest episode of what's going on, he makes the hard decision to step down and let Kamala Harris take over in his role. I think he's a hero. I think he's a patriot. And more importantly, I think the American people trust him. You can see his genuineness when you talk to him. And it's quite the stark opposite with the other guy.
Daniel, thank you for your call. We appreciate that. So we heard in the Biden speech from the Oval Office about him dropping out, saying that there comes, you have to put personal ambition to the side. How much personal ambition do you think that Biden has?
As much as it's possible to have. I think, and there's nothing wrong with that. Every president I've known or reported on, which goes all the way back to Jimmy Carter, they all have it. It may not be their public persona in every case, for example, President Carter, but they all have it. You have to have it. It's beyond a dog-eat-dog world. It's unbelievable, the pressure and what it takes and what you have to do and what it does to your family and you yourself. And to do it as long as he did it, longer than almost anybody, and older than almost anybody, when that moment comes where you have to face, are you too old to do the job? It's almost impossible to answer that question. Yes, if you are the kind of, if you're a politician and a person who's fought so hard all your life from a debilitating, horrible stutter when he was a little kid, bullied, all the way to where we are now. That's a lifetime of fighting back.
So the question might be, if you have personal ambition, or does personal ambition have you? Are you able to finally realize it's time for me to step down, which is what we now have from President Biden? We're going to be talking more about this when we come back from the break. Our phone line is open, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We'll continue talking about tonight's Frontline documentary on PBS, KLRN in San Antonio, Biden's decision. Stay with us.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be discussing proposed reforms to the Supreme Court, for reforms that are being proposed by President Biden. But right now, We're talking about President Biden's decision to drop out of the race to be reelected as president, and how difficult that may have been for him, looking into his background. That is documented in tonight's Frontline program on PBS. We're speaking with Michael Kirk. He's an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and he directed Biden's decision. Let's go to the phone lines. If you want to call in, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And Bonnie is on the phones. And Bonnie, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a cancer survivor and meet with my support group on a regular basis. And what we were talking about recently is that President Biden now has put in place a rule or maybe an executive order by which now people that have catastrophic illnesses, in the past, we would, you know, wind up with mountains of medical bills and, you know, you're recovering from a painful and excruciating surgery and trying to stay caught up. And, you know, when I went through it, you know, I did have some the imaging place, you know, send my bills to the credit agency. And, you know, it's a hard experience to go through that when you're trying to catch up and you're trying to, you know, recover from a devastating illness. And so I just want to point out that, you know, President Biden is the one who did that to support Americans who are going through devastating situations. And that's the nature of President Biden, to look out for us American people.
Bonnie, thank you so much for that call. Michael Kirk, in the documentary film, as you chart the ups and downs of Joe Biden, do you think that has helped him in relating to problems of everyday Americans, particularly, you know, dealing with his son who has a drug addiction, also the terrible accident that took the wife of his wife and daughter, so many other problems that he's had to confront, and Bo, the loss of Bo?
There's no question that he's had a lot of that visited upon him. He, for years, had a reputation of being kind of an empty vessel. He didn't really have policies. Nobody really knew what Joe Biden stood for. They kind of liked him, but they didn't know what to really make of him. And the truth is, he didn't really know what to make of himself either. He couldn't figure out how to package himself so that he was, you know, better than Obama when he ran against him and better than Hillary when he ran against her. It seems like the time and his own personal experience, that is, his personal experience of being sort of helpful and useful to people and having himself survived a number of great tragedies, he had a lot of empathy. He has a lot of empathy. But it never kind of came across. And then in the COVID period, when it seemed like President Trump had done such a bad job, when millions of Americans were, you know, out of work and nobody really knew what to do, it was Biden's empathy that sort of matched up with the national mood. That's at least the way he thinks of it, and his staff thinks of it, and the political experts we talk to think of it. And that's why he got elected. And that's what I think a lot of people expected and hoped he would do. And like the woman who just talked to us, it is true that Biden, some people in the film say he had at least an equivalent record, legislative success record, during these terrible times in the post-COVID period as FDR. It was an FDR-like presidency for a while in there. And one of the things he did was express and put money where his mouth was in terms of things that would help people in all kinds of ways in the post-COVID pandemic time period. The great irony is that his popularity continued to sink, especially after the Afghanistan pullout. But he never somehow connected, and the numbers kept going down and down and down, and then age became an issue. And Biden, that's the one thing he couldn't outrun was the father time.
Now the caller, let's go to JD. And JD, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I think President Biden has done an outstanding job. And the other side have tried to block him in so many issues, and he's still come through and done a great job. However, I think that once somebody starts getting in their 70s, and sometimes even 60s and older, that's a concern, because for one thing, like the judges in the Supreme Court, they have a lifetime Supreme Court where they're going to be in there for a lifetime. The Republicans are trying to the Social Security retirement age, and that's, you don't have a good quality of life at that age. President Biden, although he's done a great job, I think it's time for him to enjoy his life with his wife and his family.
All right, J.D., thank you for the call, and we will be talking more about the Supreme Court and term limits for them coming up in the second half hour. But Michael Kirk, the age, as you just mentioned, you just cannot outrun the time. It's a tick-tock. And the question about age and what's appropriate, but I guess that is up to the American people. And it seemed like it was becoming clear that they may trust Joe Biden's North Star in the terms, but whether or not he was actually not just capable of the job now, but would he be capable in 4.5 years? That would be, I think, the bigger question.
I think that was that in the debate performance, which was pretty horrible. And as we show in the film tonight, his deterioration was rapid. So when people on his staff were worried about it because he'd have the occasional bad day, then it was like 2 out of 6 days that he was, not quite right. And then 3 out of 6, and then it became kind of unpredictable. And it's a little bit like, somebody tells us, it's a little bit like how you decide to tell your parents, your elderly parents or father especially, it's time to take the keys away, Dad. You can't drive the car safely anymore. And in a way, that was the dilemma that was facing not only members of his personal staff and his family, but also the leaders of the Democratic Party, including former President Obama and Nancy Pelosi, all of whom, after they saw that debate performance, and then they started to look closely at his activities and how he was. And he would have those great days like the speech you played back from North Carolina the day after the debate. There were increasingly, as it happens with all of us as we get older, increasingly days where they weren't good days. And you'll see in the film tonight, the film begins with him getting off of Air Force One with COVID, about to isolate for 6 days. And that Joe Biden, seeing that Joe Biden, is if you've been a supporter of his, or even if you're just a kind of open-hearted human being, it is very hard to watch and to see how he has sort of deteriorated. He's still president, he's still working, but the rigors of travel and all of the pressures that hit any president, even young presidents. I've known presidents in their 50s who, watching them age, watching George W. Bush age, was an amazing thing in those 8 years. It is a very demanding job, and who knows what it would have been like for President Biden at 84 when he was going to finish the term. So he made the decision under great pressure. He had no intention at the beginning of the weekend, his isolation, to leave. He's fought hard all of his life, and ambition and power are hard to give up. But in the end, he did.
I have to wonder about Donald Trump, who he would be running against, and his proposals and Project 2025 and this thing about ending democracy that Trump is kind of representing, saying that you'll never have to vote again, that he'll be a dictator, that the stakes were much higher. We weren't talking about Romney or McCain. We're talking about Trump. So the stakes are much, much higher. And so when we hear Biden saying that he is stepping down to save democracy, to put America first, I mean, there's not a lot of room for error here.
I think that's right, David. And I think it was Kamala Harris, as his vice president, couldn't say anything or do anything publicly. But certainly Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and even George Clooney and others, people who were seeing him in action in public and in private. And we have lots of footage of him in these last months. They knew that not only was he about to get trounced by Trump, apparently, this assumes nothing bad happens to Trump, and I don't mean like the assassination attempt. I mean, he makes a huge error or says some horrible thing and he loses. But he was obviously going to beat Joe Biden, that Joe Biden. And I don't think that's necessarily true now. It seems like a closer race.
Yeah, but we didn't know that.
That's why Biden walked away.
But we didn't know that when during the debate and during afterwards and during the COVID with Biden, it was still up in the air.
Yeah.
If Harris had the mojo.
Well, we still don't know, do we? We know she seems to be a pretty good candidate, but you don't know. I've covered, as I say, lots of presidents, and things happen along the way that they either. The times either make them or they make the times, and they step up, and they really are almost different than who you're watching campaign. And I think that is also true with Vice President Harris right now. She's campaigning apparently very well and very effectively. The Democrats are certainly energized. It is really in so many ways you can tell if somebody might be a bad president, but you can't really know are they going to be a great president, and you just kind of have to hope for the best and hope that the process and other Americans join in and make the right choice.
I'm going to try and squeeze in one last caller, Bonnie. And Bonnie, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I really would like to hear. You know, we talk so much and so in-depth and so long about Biden's decline. President Biden is, 80-something years old, and, you know, but he is still very, very astute and very sharp. I mean, he's still doing great work in the White House. He's 81, okay? He doesn't travel well, okay? And that's why he stepped aside. He doesn't have the physical strength to go on all of these aggressive world tours. It just takes a lot out of him. And, you know, and so realistically, yes, you know, he just didn't have the physical stamina, but it's physical stamina.
Right, Bonnie, thank you so much for the call. And so to wrap it up, that whole issue, the physical stamina, the mental stamina, being able to you got to be president 24/7, and you never know what's around the corner. So Michael Kirk, in your storytelling here with this documentary footage, you're able to give a picture of someone who's fought the fight for a very long time, and now maybe it's time to hang up the gloves.
Yeah, the one thing to remember is nobody's saying Joe Biden doesn't have the mental acuity. He gave a couple of answers a couple of weeks ago on foreign policy that were just astonishing, like a seminar, you know, at Harvard or something. It's just an amazing well and reserve of experience across decades. Every world leader, every country, every nuance of every policy. The guy is really still very sharp in all those ways. It's just the bet is, but he can't obviously have the physical stamina. That seems to be a big problem, and that's the big problem. And how long can he be as sharp as he is now? One hopes for a long, long time, even after he's no longer president.
Well, we'll see at the Democratic convention. They're probably going to be a big send-off, a heroic send-off for Joe Biden. If Harris gets the presidency, if there'll be a sage advisor role for Biden, I mean, I think we're still going to be hearing from Joe Biden for some time. And so, Michael Kirk, your documentary shows tonight on PBS, Biden's Decision on Frontline, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.
And The Source continues. We're going to be talking about reforms to the Supreme Court right after this. Stay with us.